And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Dolphins. Number five, December 4th, 1966. The Broncos hosting the Dolphins at Bears Stadium, trailing 7-3 in the second quarter and one of the craziest plays you will ever see.
McDaniel laterals to Jim Warren, who races across the field toward the Denver goal. Now watch the ensuing action. Warren fumbles as Al Denson hits him. Erlandson picks up the ball, but fumbles when Sheboygan hits him. Lee Burnett recovers for the Broncos on the Denver 7.
After averting disaster, quarterback Max Sheboygan settles in and drives his team downfield for 93 yards. First, he found Lionel Taylor for a 32-yard gain. Then, he hits Charlie Mitchell with a screen pass to the left, and Mitchell drives 20 yards and into Miami territory. Finally, Sheboygan takes it in himself on the keeper from 1 yard out and gives the Broncos a 10-7 lead. In the third quarter, the team of Max Sheboygan and Charlie Mitchell hook up again, this time on a screen to the right, and Mitchell races to the end zone for the 79-yard touchdown, icing the game and the 17-7 Broncos victory. Number 4, October 27th, 1968. Rookie quarterback Marlon Briscoe and the Broncos hosting Miami. Trailing 14-0 in the second half, Briscoe, subbing for the ineffective Steve Tenzi, puts a spark into the Broncos with a 12-yard scoring run. On the ensuing kickoff, Miami's Jack Harper coughs up the ball and Denver's Billy Van Heusen recovers, with great field position and Hall of Famer Floyd Little taking it in from 1 yard out and knotting up the score at 14. Then, with less than 2 minutes left, Briscoe completed the comeback, taking the quarterback sneak straight up the middle from 10 yards out, sealing the 21-14 victory. Number 3, December 12th, 2004. The game started as the Tatum Bell Show, as the rookie running back racked up 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bell helped knot up the game for the Broncos at 14, but after trading field goals, the outcome was left up to Jason Elam.
Snap good, placement down. Elam has it on the way, and it is good!
Number 2, October 23rd, 2011. The Broncos travel to Miami, but brought some mile-high magic with them. Trailing 15-0 with less than 3 minutes left in the game, quarterback Tim Tebow found Demaryius Thomas in the end zone for the 5-yard strike. The Dolphins now led 15-7. The Broncos lined up for the onside kick and were successful as Virgil Green recovered. Then with 25 seconds left in the game, Tebow passes backside to tight end Daniel Fells, who takes it in from 3 yards out and pulls Denver within 2 points of tying the game. On the 2-point conversion, Tim Tebow punched it in and sent the game into overtime. In overtime, linebacker DJ Williams provided the crushing blow, sacking Dolphins quarterback Matt Moore and causing him to fumble and turn the ball over, which was recovered by Williams as well. That play helped set up Matt Prater, who nailed the game-winning 52-yard field goal and the stunning overtime victory. And number 1, January 9th, 1999. The defending Super Bowl champions hosting Dan Marino and the Dolphins for an AFC divisional playoff game, and the Broncos were on a mission. Eventual league and Super Bowl MVP Terrell Davis ran for an astonishing 199 yards and 2 touchdowns. John Elway connected with favorite target Rod Smith for a second-half 28-yard scoring strike and a 31-3 Denver lead. The Denver defense dominated as well, holding Miami to just 14 yards rushing for the game. Linebacker Bill Romanowski intercepted Marino in the third quarter, one of 2 picks thrown by the Miami Hall of Famer. And defensive end Neil Smith finished the Broncos scoring, recovering a fumble and returning it 79 yards for the touchdown. The Broncos crushed Miami 38-3, en route to their second straight Super Bowl.